Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Maths is back again tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. And joining us now is Lucinda, who we always love having on the show. Good morning.
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. Last night was a little bit of a tough watch, but yeah, no, look, I'm good.
Now, for those people that didn't watch it, Carly, I think you were a little bit shocked, safe to say?
Yeah, you, well, not shocked, actually impressed, because, listen, you've probably been one of the most patient Maths contestants of all time with Timothy, and you finally reached your breaking point and walked away last night.
Yeah, Carly, I just didn't know really where to go from there. I was just at a bit of a standstill, just thinking, oh, God, I don't know how to communicate. You know, he was just at capacity. I think he was spiraling sort of after the dinner party and you know, it was just at an emotional capacity. You know, he had a huge hangover from all of the vulnerability, I suppose you could say.
Now, what's been giving us false hope that this relationship was going to make it is that obviously you made the move. I know that's, you know, originally where you're from anyway, and to back where Timothy was living. So we were kind of like, oh, maybe. And then no.
Well, look, it's not over yet. You know, the show is full of twists and turns. Really, do agree with that.
All right, which producer just prodded you in the back to say that?
Well, we thought your Maths journey was over, Lucinda, given what happened last night.
I was about to delete your number.
No, we were not. So are you hinting at maybe a reconciliation with Timothy?
Well, I don't, you know, you'll just have to see.
All right, there's
definitely. Can tell us.
There's a producer.
You're leaving us hanging.
Right
But in all seriousness, Lucinda, I know you can't tell us the exact outcome at the moment, but, you know, you and Timothy seem to have been hanging out. You were papped in Melbourne with friends and family. So either way, it seems like your relationship has continued on after the show.
We utterly adore each other. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, I mean, despite Tim being at capacity and flowing over last night, like, he is an awesome human. He's so funny. He really is a classic. He's authentically him. You know, he keeps it real. He is who he is, you know.
He is who he is. Never have I heard such a statement of, I don't want to date this man anymore. He is who he is.
Now, listen,
he is who he is.
I had a theory because you guys were like out in front of a tent last night. As much as you said you'd organised like a bit of a lunch, I had a theory that you guys were actually meant to be spending the night there.
Well, look, that would have been nice to sit in the hot, you know, bubble spa and have some champagne and get more stuck into the salami. But
absolutely. If you need more ways than one, no, leave it.
Well, you did see me shove that piece of salami in my gob as Tim walked away.
This will do.
I thought we've all been there. We've all stress eaten before.
I'm such an emotional eater. It was all out there for everybody to look at last night. There's no doubt about that. yeah, that kind of was the idea, to have a little romantic something. But, yeah, of course, he'd had enough.
Yeah.
Too many words.
Too many words, which is interesting. Now, Lucinda, obviously you, again, cannot give too much away, but I imagine that your DMs are full because I look at you and I think she is the whole package, emotionally intelligent, independent.
Loves salami,
knows how to put together a beautiful platter, very nurturing, very caring, and you've just won Australia over. So have there been many men coming forward?
I have definitely had some date offers, yeah, from men and women alike, seemingly. But there's nobody that's, you know, fully got in my space and made themselves known that, I'm still holding space for my marriage, etc. There's nobody that sparked my interest or, but yeah, there's been a little bit of that, yeah.
Tripping. Oh, nice. Maybe a spin-off, Lucinda.
It was hilarious. The night of my wedding, there was a guy that got in touch and I just was like, I didn't respond back to him, but I thought, how are some things, you know? I've just actually got married. Jesus.
So what, he liked you in a wedding dress and thought, can I steal the bride away?
Yeah. He said, look, I'm keen and this is who I am and here's a photo. And I thought, hang on a minute. I just got married.
I love that. Wow. Brazen. Absolutely.
Shoot your shot.
Timothy should have been a little more on his game, I guess.
Yeah, or waited a little bit longer to get a little bit more of a whiff of the story. But yeah, yeah, look, it's all lovely, and the love that's been coming my way has just been, yeah, it's been gorgeous, really humbling.
Well, that's nice. So overall, yeah, how would you rate your experience on MAFS then?
Absolute 10 out of 10. It's been like beyond my expectations. It's been a medicine journey. I've had to eat a lot of humble pie. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about others, relationships. I've met some incredible friends and people and soulmates. And I, yeah, and also my business is doing really well. So I'm so happy about that. Yeah, I'm feeling very, very blessed with the whole experience.
Oh, that's great. Now, just for people that might not be across it, what is your business again, Lucinda? Because you seem to be a jack of all trades.
Look, I am an MC, a professional MC, and also a registered marriage celebrant.
That makes sense.
I've got all sorts of, stuff in other arenas as well. But, yeah, I'm a little bit ADHD, so I love a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Do you sell any candles, Lucinda? Because you give me big selling candle energy.
I don't sell candles, but okay, I might put that on my merch list.
Please do. Listen to light.
That was
would
me.
Be great.
That is not a bad idea.
Thanks for that one.
Yeah, I love
you,
it.
You can have that one.
That one.
Yep, just shoot one over when it's made.
People think I'm all crystals and candles. I'm not. But I am an earth mama. I love the ocean and nature and good wholesome food and
salami.
Good times, a good belly laugh and lots of salami. Exactly.
Now, just quickly, listen to one more business idea, an audio book or a guided meditation, because you have one of the most beautiful voices, most soothing voices I've ever heard.
Thank you. And yet so irritating to some.
No, not to me.
Irritated by it,
not at all.
I do appreciate that. There might be something in that at some stage, but the list of things to do is growing. I can tell you the scroll of all is it's filled. It's great. It's exciting because I'm a creative at heart. I love the idea of doing all of this stuff. Anything that I can get my hands on that brings a beautiful contribution to people around me, I'm very happy with that. Yeah, so We'll see.
Well, Lucinda, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this season. I don't know if we'll get to chat to you again, but good luck with
Hopefully
everything else.
We do.
And
you guys are awesome. I've really enjoyed chatting to you a couple of times, Alan and Carly. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, can we keep her?
I want to keep her.
Lucinda, thank you, and good luck with your next step, okay?
You guys are gorgeous. Have a great day. Big love. Bye.